Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jadion, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup of the Soul, 500 million bestseller,
and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man.
On air now as Shaheen Jadion takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose with his gentle intensity touch. Unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Real hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celebrity show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jadion and his guests today.
All right. So stop improving your life. That's what I want to talk about today. And start living. Because no amount of self-improvement can make up for a lack of self-acceptance. Soon after my book, Divine Prescription for Life, someone interviewed me and I started to talk to them. And I realized that after living like, 20 years with 5,000 days on spiritual path, sitting 5,000 hours in like earnest meditation, reading 1,000 brilliant books, listening to 500 motivational lectures, attending 250 therapy sessions, 500 meditation rooms, 100 self-improvement workshops, praying on my knees, going to 25 spiritual retreats, 10 fasts, 6 courses of, clearing things in the body, forgiveness, mom, dad, 12-step programs, and I finally got the key to happiness, keys to happiness. You know what they are? Relax. The keys were relax. So some people are so busy striving for self-improvement that they have no time for self-acceptance and no time for laughter, happiness, or even relationships. So if you're one of those, I want you to tune in today because today I have an incredible guest with us. Her name is Shauna Moxie, and she's with me. You heard her smile a little bit. So I gave you a little teasing preview of her. That was her smile. She's a dynamic and creative entrepreneur that really like literally empowers others through movement, music, performance, coaching, and teaching. I have yet to go to one of her concerts, but I will. She's dedicated to inspiring others to seek and follow their joy and passion, which is what I love too. So we have so much in common. So I was like, I'm going to bring you on my show, baby. Whether she's coaching or on stage performing, she is, or if she's like teaching one of her many class offerings, or she's leading a fabulous retreat or collaborating with others. I mean, I just find her in so many places, so I can't even put my finger on it. Shauna's presence will ignite you with love, and she did that to me when I saw her. So that's why I was like, you have to come to my show. She has love, fire, and enthusiasm. So that's who we're going to be speaking with in a moment. Just before we start, I want to tell you, you can also connect with her on Instagram at Shauna_Moxie. Or visit her webpage, ignitedyou.com, ignitedyou.com. You can also call her on the phone line, and the number is 805-748-0749. And if you want to speak with her today while the show begins, you can call our number here, which is 619-924-9850, 619-924-9850. Make a note of that because you're going to want to call in and ask some questions today. Okay, Shauna, are you ready to roll with me? Really excited
yes.
to see you again. Yes, yes, yes.
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 Thank you so much.
Yes. That's a yes. You are very welcome. Super excited. So, yeah, we've had a fiery connection from the beginning, and I'm like, we're going to make some more fire together. We're going to ignite it together right now. And so I'm super excited for you to tell me about your Ignite Your Fire. This is like the whole powerful project that you have with transformation, and you've been touching people's lives, and I'm ready to hear you. I'm all ears. Tell me a little bit about yourself, what your message is for today, and I'll go ahead and deliver some more questions to you as people ask or as I get more curious. So I'm ready.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for the opportunity for being on this radio show. So I'll start with kind of a little bit about my story. About 4 years ago, I was working on private yachts out of the Caribbean, mm-hmm. which was, it was hard work, hard play kind of stuff. It was great for my bank account. But there began to be this point where I felt super empty, like my heart was, it felt like my heart was rotting inside, you know?
That's powerful.
I was working my tail off, you know, and I had my 27th birthday, and I remember thinking, you know, I should probably make some changes because I definitely don't want my 30s to look like this. And I'm not just 20 and playing around gallivanting all over the world. Like, you know, there was kind of a switch. And I had this conversation with myself because I really knew there was something bigger for me. There was a place for me where I could be the inspiration and the influence and the impact that I just had a knowing about it. And
yes.
So I was really in my head, though, trying to figure it out. And at one point, I just asked myself, I was like, you know, if you want to be somebody that is going to inspire people to go after their dream, to go after their enthusiasm, what lights them up, maybe you should do that first. And so once I turned the conversation to that direction, I just started asking myself, like, what lights me up? What's my dream? If I, you know, died in 5 years, what would I want to have tried or at least risked to have that be possible? And the only thing that came to me is I wanted to be behind a microphone singing on stage.
Mm.
It was just
yummy.
So simple. But I didn't know. I didn't have a musical background, but I was tired of hiding behind those limiting beliefs of that I was too old or that I had missed the boat or nobody's going to want to see me play, blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't care. It was just, it was a desire so strong that I just needed to scratch it no matter what the outcome was. So
you just knew?
Yeah. Well, what's funny is, I work with a lot of people in trying to find what their passion is, find what lights them up. And for most people, and myself included, it's actually more of a uncovering of what's already there, what you already know, instead of like a discovery of something new.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it felt like to me. You know, people ask me, oh, how long have you been a singer, or how long have you wanted to do this or whatever? I'm like, my whole life I've had this desire. So the thing that I really, really, really want to share with people and I want them to get from this radio show is that you can give yourself permission to be an explorer and go on the discovery mission for what lights you up. And everybody has something. Everybody has something. I don't care who you are. So it's totally possible, however deep you feel in like the way your life is right now, there's always opportunity to create something new, to make some changes, to shift a little bit in your life, to start discovering and like following that thing that really lights you up.
So how do people find that confidence to give themselves that permission?
Yeah, well, first thing I would suggest is it doesn't have to be this big move. I happen to like, when I decided that I wanted to sing, I actually quit boats. I moved back home. It was this big, giant shift. One of the reasons for that was the lifestyle that I was living at the moment was not possible because I would be on the boat for weeks at a time with no internet connection. You know, I at least needed to go take some vocal lessons or something, you know? So, I had to make a giant space, but most people just have to make a little bit of space to start kind of going down that path of what is the thing. So whether that's signing up for a class, finding people that are also into that thing that you're wanting to get into. So it doesn't have to be this big giant thing, that number one. And also, if it's fear that's holding you back, if it's like the lack of confidence or the fear, that's a great muscle to flex. So just challenging yourself to take it one step further, you know, if it's something in the performance realm, go get inspired. Go see an artist you really like or a show. Go sign up for that comedy improv class, you know, whatever it is for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying that take a baby step and show up somewhere at least close to where your path is leading and get inspired.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think one of the things that really held me back was needing to know what it was going to look like. Like I see myself do this in my business and other places in my life where I'm like, oh, well, I have to know in order to get started. And it's actually the other way around. You have to get started and you get clarity as you go along. You're always allowed to pivot your path. And maybe, you know, you want to be on stage. So you pick, acting lessons, but then you meet a woman who really resonates with you and she's like, oh, well, you got to try out comedy improv, for example. I know I've dropped that twice, but but you never know what different doors are going to lead you on the path. So just following the breadcrumbs, that's all you need to do.
So losing your mind a little bit is a must, kind of just go for it type of thing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm a firm believer in that every single one of us is a co-creator of their own life with the universe, God, spirit, whatever your label is, the force. And I'll tell you about the miracle that I experienced when I chose to leave Boats and move back to my hometown. Like I said, I made this declaration that I wanted to be on stage, and I didn't know what it was going to look like. You know, I was like, maybe it's just me and a guitar at a winery. I don't know. But I ended up, in my journey, I ran into an old friend, and we had lunch together. Happened to be both at this place by ourselves. And we're talking, and I was telling her about this. And she's like, well, what kind of music are you interested in? I'm like, you know, the ultimate dream would be a lead singer of a funk band. You know, I love the funky rhythms and the beats and the sass and all of it. So, and she's like, oh, that's interesting. My boyfriend's actually getting his funk band back together, and they're looking for a lead singer. And that was, I mean, that's one of the biggest blessings I've ever received in my life, was the opportunity to be a part of that band. And, you know,
what was your mindset? Kind of thoughts and feelings and sensations were you having in your body? What was your mindset? What allowed you to be receptive, and where were you in your life? In other words, it wants to know, you know, a little bit of kind of get into your vibration a little bit, you know, like what would that be?
Totally. So I think the important thing was that I was excited and I was enthusiastic and I was open, and I really kept like the beginner's mind. Like
the beginner's mind. Oh, I love those words.
Yeah. Like
that
I
could be
like,
our next show,
I'm
the beginner's
so
mind. I love it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So to just really open, I felt really open to the teachers and the opportunities that I was like really putting out into the universe for what I wanted. And I'll tell you what, like there's little signs that I would get like in my body. Like before I decided to do all of this, I had been to a vocal lesson or two. And I remember my very, very, very first vocal lesson, which was only about a year before I decided to do all of this. And I remember being in there, and as my vocal teacher was coaching me. He, you know, he's telling me to do this, this, and this. I got like the most massive butterflies all in my stomach and all in my body. Because I was, it was almost like spirit affirming that what I was doing in that moment was like on this path.
Oh.
So watch out for the signs.
Watch out for the signs, baby. I love it. Yeah, you know, it's. I want to add to what you're saying. Let's see where we are with time. We have about 14 minutes. So I want to add to what you're saying. Sometimes the signs are very clear, right? Sometimes they're like you got to kind of like just create a little opening and then you see it more, you know?
Yeah.
I remember one massive clear sign and one very not clear sign. And I want to just add that in my personal story because I think it'll be vital to our listeners. I remember when I started off with doing video productions before I did transformational work. And I was always doubtful if I'm going to do this full time where I can help people in this industry because I was just, it was just such a difficult switch. I had children and I had to support them and I had, you know, I had to make a lot of money. And I was thinking to myself, how can I do what I love, my passion, and yet still live the kind of life that I want to live? And so while I was doing video productions, people would stop by my production office and they would say, you know, yes, last week you helped my friend discover her life purpose. And she had a check in her hand, literally. And she would say, can you help me too? And I had no idea who this person is that I even helped. Because I had a conversation with someone that changed their life and I have no idea who that person was, right? And I'm only saying this because I think most of us, Shauna, so many people are not even aware of the powerful energy they may be giving off that could be transforming for someone else. And the key is to begin to value them and see yourself. And sometimes what I think is the most powerful thing with the work that you're doing, Shauna, what I love is that you can see that person that you're coaching and tell them, hey, this is the energy you're giving off, you know? And they've literally contacted you, Shauna, to say, please help me know what energy am I giving off. And I think that by itself is so powerful, you know, to be able to, the way you're helping people see what energy they're giving off so that they can value that more. Because if you could value it and build your self-worth, then you could do so much. And so
yeah,
I started valuing it, you know, and I was like, wow, if I value this, then next week somebody else came up and they had a check in their hand, literally. I'm like, I can't do this because I'm doing video productions. And she's like, no, you have to see me. My friend came last week and my friend recorded this session and I listened to it and I realized it could change my life. And I was like, at that point, I was like still in doubt. And then finally, one day, many years later, I was walking in a bookstore, a Mystic Journey bookstore here on Venice and Abbot Kinney. And that day, I was going to make a decision to go full force and to do my powerful life purpose of helping people at this level. And I was like going in my mind back and forth, vacillating. And this lady passed by. Now, here's a clear message, okay? If you don't get this one, then you have a problem, okay? So this lady passed by and said, you can make this into your full-time thing. And she was one of the readers of the store, and I didn't tell her anything about my thoughts. And I was like, okay, that's my message, right? And I went full force. So there are different messages, you know.
That's so cool. So, like, my primary gig right now is life coaching, and I love doing this work, especially for somebody who's, like, unclear of what their passion is. But similar to your story, in my whole life, there would be these moments where I would get feedback where it's like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in so long. You have no idea that conversation that we had that you changed my life. Like, you gave me the spark to go forth into this other thing that I really wanted that I was resisting.
Mm-hmm.
One of these instances, I was hanging out with, you know, kind of a new friend, and we went on this hike, and she knew me as a singer, and she said, you know, I have this burning desire to sing. Like, I write songs, and she's like, can I sing for you? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And she sang something so beautiful that I started crying. I was just like, you have to release this into the world.
Wow.
And fast forward, 1 year later, she got a band together. She's actually in two bands now that she performs all the time. She's writing her original music. and she's amazing. Like, it's just amazing to see somebody, you know, after like being a part of that little tiny trajectory switch, mm-hmm. To see her down the road and to really know that I had a part of that and an impact. But it's really like it's all in you, you know. Everybody has this already in them, and sometimes it does take an extra person to either give you that permission or that sign or the validation that, like, the whispers in your soul are what you need to follow.
Mm-hmm. Whispers in your soul. That's the title for the second show after the first one.
And so what's cool is, because of that, I actually designed a package that's just, you know, it's a fire starter package. So it's not a long-term coaching agreement, although some mm-hmm. people who choose this continue to work with me. But it, you know, it's just a 2-session, 1 month apart. And it's really to get that, to get your soul fire ignited, because that really is my gift that I have to share with the world.
Oh, wow. So I like what you said, fire starter. So they get to have 2 sessions with you within a period of 2 months. Mm-hmm. So really, they have 60 days of powerful energy really influencing them. Because you know how it is. When someone connects with you, it's not like they just do that one session. They kind of stay connected with you throughout the time. So in essence, you're offering them 60 days of a deeper connection with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've also thrown in, I don't know if you're familiar with the app Voxer, but it's basically an easy way to leave voicemails for each other. That's been a great way to connect with my clients in between sessions. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I offer that to any of my patients.
Wow, that's like you're offering them a personal walkie-talkie to be able to talk to you anytime.
I know.
Oh, my God. So that's like a gift come true for someone who's about to, like, you know, be with a coach that's like, that they want, especially personalities. If you're someone that's like really loves to know that when you get that impulsive feeling or anxiety or sense of something or intuition that you need to verify, and, you know, Shauna's right there for you, just box her with your walkie-talkie. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's a lot of value right there. I don't know why you're giving this away. For I don't know what kind of offer you're about to make, but don't do it, girl. They're going to take advantage of you real good. I mean, a good way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all experiment. I'm allowed to give
and take. Okay, just give it to a few people, like, because they're going to ask you a lot of questions. So it's gonna
be good. Absolutely.
That's good. Okay, so what is your offer? I'm excited.
I have there's 2 different offers. So first of all, I do have the fire starter session, which is 2 hour-long sessions, one each month. I do like to pair them about 30 days apart just to keep track, and then the Voxer walkie-talkie in between.
Yes.
So that's really for somebody who's, like, dying to get, like, the remove the veil of what their passion really is and mm-hmm. what it is that's going to light them up. I want to share that I had this one client who was like, I don't know what I'm passionate about, and I've heard him talk about photography, like, a lot. And I'm like, I don't know why you're making this so hard on yourself. You already know.
Like photography. Do it.
So anyway, I have about 3 slots every month that I reserve for people who are looking to get the starter session. And then I also work with clients in a longer-term setting where, you know, you get 1 session a week, and we work together for at least 6 months. Mm-hmm. And that's for people who are just really ready to get the support to make massive change in their life mm-hmm. and to add the fuel to their fire in the direction that they want.
That's great. And are they meeting with you one-on-ones? Is it in this group setting? How does it work? Do they get the benefit of also, like, the group connection?
Yeah, so both of those are actually one-on-one. I do have some group offerings that I offer every once in a while. Right now I'm in the middle of one, so I won't be offering for another 4 months.
Okay.
But
So these are one-on-one.
I also, yeah. And then I also do some webinars and, you know, anytime somebody's one of my clients, they're the first to know for anything like that.
Okay. So they do get asked, they kind of get connected to a lot of other elements that you're offering, whether it's Facebook Lives, webinars, maybe tickets to your concerts. I don't know. Like, they pretty much pick our life in a bigger way.
So now
you have that, and what do you have for our wonderful listeners now, and also people who are going to be listening to this in the recording with like literally 200,000 people on Facebook pages and friends and groups and everybody that's going to listen, they're going to want some stuff from you. So what gifts do
something.
You have? Give us our gift.
My gift is huge, and I'm sorry if this means you're on a waiting list, but I want to gift every single one of your listeners a free hour of coaching.
Oh, my God. That's like $500 value or something. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty, pretty big gift. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's
so
a pretty big gift.
So to get in on that, the best way to do that is to actually just shoot me an email. Say that you heard me on the radio show. So my email again is Shauna BW. That's SHAWNA, B as in boy, W, at gmail.com. And then I have another freebie. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I have a podcast.
No, that's so cool. And how do they join that?
The podcast is called Ignite Her Fire. And it is geared towards women. You know, we interview women who are living unconventional and badass lives.
I knew you'd keep me out of this.
Yeah. So, but you're welcome to listen. It's very, you know, inspiring stories of people who chose to really follow their passion and, you know, they're kicking booty.
Where do they find you? We have about 2 minutes. Where do they find you?
So you can find
how do they find this podcast?
If you look Ignite Her Fire on iTunes podcast, we're there. We're also on SoundCloud. And if nothing else, you can find us on our website at igniteherfire.com.
So they just press follow, or how do they join it?
So any of those places, you can play episodes. All of our episodes are listed on the
on them. And what about live episodes? Is there any live episodes that they can join?
All of my live stuff is on Facebook. So, you can get connected. Shauna Moxie, my little business page there.
Okay, great. And I also have all this writing. For those of you listening, and they just like your visual, the writing is going to be right under the show. So you just look, you can just look at the description of this blog talk right now, and I will point you towards that. That way you can just click on the link if you have a hard time like writing down some of the things you'd say.
Okay.
So we have about 90 seconds. Shauna, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for sharing so many gifts. This is like well over $1,000 value for each person that participates. I hope you have space for the people that come in, because I know people are going to just book it in the next 10, 15 minutes, and then I hope you still have enough space for people.
Bring it
but
on.
If you're listening to this recording, take a chance and give her send her an email or call her, and she might still have something, you know, that she could offer you. So, so I'm going to complete the call with saying thank you again to you, Shauna. I strongly urge everyone listening to do this, to connect with her, because she can help you unleash your passion, especially if you have a couple of passions that take you to different space. She can help you reunite the inner aspects of all your passions and drives and integrate it and bring it together and help you remove some fragmentation. So that's it for today. I want to leave everyone with a message of love that I have in my book called Divine Prescription for Life. My message of love is letting go. If you want to know if you genuinely love someone, see if you can see them without you while they are happy. And love begins by letting the one you love be perfectly themselves, not to twist them to fit your own image. Otherwise, we love only the reflection of ourselves we find in them. And these are excerpts from Divine Prescription for Life. God bless. Thank you so much for being with me, Shauna. And I love you so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you.
God bless.